Track 4. And the paper these days tends to contain more stories from out of area, but this is an interesting one. The Royal Clarence Hotel rebuild begins. The team working to restore a historic Exeter hotel destroyed in a massive fire says it's time to put a smile on the face of the city again. The gap left on Cathedral Green by the blaze, which gutted the Royal Clarence Hotel in October 2016, was described recently by a city councillor as a toothless hole in Exeter's smile. On Tuesday, April the 1st, work began on an ambitious two-year rebuild that will transform the bare bricks, charred timbers and spider's web of scaffolding into what the owners say will be a new building that blends historic charm with modern features. "It's massively exciting," said Max Sayers, a director of local developer Nuco, which acquired the site late last year. "It's a real honour to be in here." Nuco will build 25 high-quality apartments, most with views across the green to the cathedral. There will also be some commercial units, including high-end food and drink outlets. It's the third company to own the shell of the Royal Clarence since the fire took hold. Andrew Brownsword Hotels owned it at the time of the blaze, and more recently it's been owned by the Acheron Group. Max Sayers says this time nothing will stop the rebuild. Exeter City Council has approved the plans, which involved Acheron keeping the ground floor commercial units on a long lease. The company is working with local craftspeople on its projects and partnering with colleges. And local people are being invited to be part of the project by providing memories, photos, stories, letters or mementos from their personal connections with the hotel. A time capsule is our way of embedding the treasured memories of our community into the heart of the building, so as we move forward into the next chapter of the building's story, they are not forgotten, but remembered as an actual piece of the Royal Clarence.
Lifeboat volunteer wins National Book Award. A Tynmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute, RNLI, volunteer and local author has won an award at the London Book Fair. Jason Mann was announced as the 2025 winner of the Selfies Adult Fiction Award for his Cornish mystery, The Echoing Shore. Written under the name of J.H. Mann, judges described this book as a pacey, absorbing story that delivers to the very end. Jason, who has volunteered with a shore-based crew at Tynmouth RNLI for the last 4 years, said, "The London Book Fair is one of the largest events of its type in the world, so it was a tremendous honour to receive this award. I couldn't believe it when I heard I'd won. It was one of those very special moments in my writing career that I will never forget." The Echoing Shore draws on Jason's Cornish heritage. He said he wanted the story to bring out not only the raw majesty and beauty of Cornwall, but also the deprivations that exist in many rural areas and small coastal towns. "Cornwall has always been a special place for me. I've swum and surfed there much of my life, and in fact, my dad was one of Cornwall's early lifeguards." The Echoing Shore is Jason's second book. It's available on Amazon in e-book and paper book formats. And Jason is now working on his third novel, The Silver Tide.
New name for replacement ferry. The newest addition to the Starcross to Exmouth Ferry and Dawlish Boat Trips fleet has been renamed. The owners of Starcross Exmouth Ferry and Dawlish Boat Trips acquired the new vessel last month after they lost their boat, Princess Marina, to a devastating fire in November. Formerly operating at the weekend, late night Gosport Ferry, Faithful Servant 2 has now been renamed as Molly R, after the new owner's mother. She is currently undergoing routine maintenance checks, mandatory Marine and Coast Guard agency inspections, and being repainted before starting her new role taking visitors on coastal trips from Dawlish Seafront and serving as a backup boat for the Starcross Ferry.
Police will be hosting several surgeries this month. The neighbourhood policing team for Chudley will be holding a surgery at the town hall on April the 23rd. Officers will be on hand to answer queries and give advice from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Elsewhere, officers from Buckfast Lee's neighbourhood team will host a surgery on April the 25th. From 1 p.m. to 2 p.m, officers will be present at the town hall. And finally, on April the 25th, members of the Ashburton neighbourhood policing team will be holding a surgery at the Tourist Information Centre in the town. Between 11 and 12 p.m., residents are encouraged to pop along, share any concerns they have, and get advice on matters of a policing nature.
Tynmouth Memorial gets expert upgrade. Tynmouth's War Memorial is set for a major refurbishment. Tynmouth Town Council, which is responsible for the Seafront Memorial, has brought in military grave restoration expert Steve Davies to undertake the project. War veteran Steve, who served in the British Army in the Royal Green Jackets, is renowned for his work restoring long-forgotten war graves and war memorials. A qualified stonemason, Steve, now in his 60s, is dedicated to what he calls his personal passion, which started as a one-man band and has restored graves as far afield as Sierra Leone and Iraq. Working on a not-for-profit basis, Steve crowdfunds for cleaning equipment and materials costs for individual neglected graves. The Tynmouth project is due to start on Saturday, April the 12th, and will take 3 days. The town council have not given a cost for the project, but the average war grave costs about £500 to restore. The Tynmouth War Memorial, prominently situated on the Upper Den Carriageway, was initially unveiled on January the 22nd in 1921. This Grade II listed obelisk serves as a memorial of the sacrifices made during the First World War, Second World War, First Cyprus Emergency, and various 20th century conflicts. The collaboration with Steve Davies ensures that the war memorial will continue to stand as a beacon of remembrance and respect for generations to come.
Army cadets relocate to Dawlish. The Tynmouth detachment of the Army Cadet Force is to relocate from its base at the bottom of Bitton Park in Tynmouth to Dawlish this month. The move was originally due to be a temporary relocation while the community units at the bottom of Bitton Park were redeveloped. However, following the closure of the 2401 Dawlish Squadron Air Training Corps last summer, the Army Cadet Force will now move into their vacant premises at Dawlish College on a permanent basis.